Zech Lulnish Mesel Shlomitzi Ben Avram Yudah Halevi.
Right.
May the Shema Ben Aliyah, may the Zech a Lichtchul Gan Eden. What a tragedy, just like that. Unbelievable. Loi Mesech the Zovim. Mesech the Zovim Perik Beis Mishnah Dalev. Ha Zov Atami Esa Mishka V'chein Esa Moshe. Ha Zov is Matami, a Mishka is a chair. No, a Mishka is a bed. A bed, V'es Ha Moshe is a chair. B'chamish Yachim, B'chamifuratim L'kaman, which will be specified as we proceed.
Is Matama the Mishka?
Let's see.
Hazam Matama is a Mishka.
A Moshev, a bed, a chair.
Mishka of Uva Moshev, right?
Yeah, a Mishka is a bed and a Moshev is a chair.
Right.
Five ways. We'll see.
Five ways he's
Matama
Mishka
of Moshev? Yeah, we're going
to
see. Wait, hold your horses. We'll see.
You mean either by touch, by.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know.
That's so funny. I mean, nothing is funny.
You got that. That's something you would say. Who says, I know. AM speaks like that? Somebody you know speaks like that. It knocked you off.
Latame Adam, Latame, Latame, Gadam, Shadam, Shadam Nitma, the Mishka, Shadam Nitma, Hanitma, the Mishka of Hazav, Adam, Shavad, Mutam, Gadam, Oikilim, Shinagia Bohem, a person, Hanitma. You know, it's a person who's tall, he sits down, if he touches the chair, Hanitma, Sha'adam Hanitma.
Sha'adam Hanitma, Mimishkav.
Mimishkav Azov, a person becomes something because of the Mimishkav Azov.
I've been Moshev.
Or because of his bed or because of his chair. Mitame Begodim Oikalim. He contaminates Begodim Oikalim, Shemegia Bohem, Koidem, Shapirish Menatumma, before he separates from Tumma. In other words, if Azov sits down on a bed, Let's see what this means over here. Sheikhid, in who Sheikhid will love, Nidlov.
The first words I didn't get.
The first words of Azov stands. If Azov is standing on a mat. On a mat.
So if he sits,
stands.
Mishkav or Moshev, he's on his bed or in a chair, or he's standing.
Either he's sitting on a chair or he's standing on a chair. Either he's sitting or standing. He's sitting on something which is meant to be sat upon, or he stands upon something which is meant to be stood upon, a mat.
Okay.
So these are the terms Mishkav and Moshev are just
terminology.
Terms. Right.
Terminal.
It's not to be taken literally.
Right.
It's not
could
to
be aimed also.
Right. But the item has to be designated for standing. So what is an item that is designated for standing? A mat.
Okay.
A mat. A doormat. Oymate. Okay. Oymate. Oymate. Ala Mishkav Elohim. Luzov stands. On a Mishkav
or Moshev. On a chair or on a chair or on a bed?
On a bed. A bed. A Mishkav is a bed.
But this is not something that's designated.
Right.
It's not a
mat. We have to see. I don't know. I don't really know nothing. I don't know anything about this. We have to see. So if he stands, or Yoshev, Mazav Yoshev Alof, or Sheikhev, he lies.
We already said Yoshev is Sheikhev, no?
Oh, you made, no, we didn't say nothing yet.
Before that, we said,
Adam. Where?
Azav
Yoshev. I don't know what that means. Let's first see where it's the Mishkav.
Okay.
So first we have a concept called Oymeid and Yoshev. Oymeid and Yoshev. He stands, or he sits, or he lies down, or Nitla, in who Nitla is leaning. He's leaning on the Dehan Mishkav, he's leaning on the Dehan Mishkav, on the Mishkav, on the Zav, the Kav is lying. The Zav is on a scale. The Mishkav, the Kav Shmiya, he's on a scale, a life-size scale. So when he stands on one side of the scale, the other side goes up. Okay, like this. Okay, the Zav is on one side, and by the Zav standing on this side, it causes this to go up. Got it? It's like a seesaw. If you take your kid, if the girl goes on a seesaw, okay, he's on a seesaw.
Seesaw.
Okay, so there's a seesaw of initially is Nitla. And Azov Nitla, he's hanging, he's suspended. He's suspended. He's on a scale. Like a seesaw. Mishkav the Kaf Shmiya. The Yoga Kaf Shabbo Hamishkav. The Nitla Hazov. And the Zov was suspended. She also Kaf Shabbo Hazov. So the Zov went up. The Mishkav went down and the Zav went up.
Yeah.
Okay. Or it says that's the Hanishon. Mazav Nishon al Mishkav. Or the Zav is leaning on the Mishkav. So nitla is when we come here. Nazav nitla idev al mishkav imam oyam moshe v'goyim shazav b'kach moznayim. The zav is on a scale. The hamishkav v'kav shuya. The yoreda hakav shuba hamishkav. The side of the seesaw where the mishkav is positioned, it goes down, and the nitla hazav and the zav goes up. She also hakaf shaba hazav. And the law is hamishkav is tamei. So then the mishka becomes tamei. Okay, v'nishan imazav nishan ala mishka. Let's see what's called nishan. Nishan is leaning. Imazav nishan ala mishka. V'chamir is leaning. Chumash dvar machar Allah. Eilu hazav mitami es hamishka lo yisam moshav. V'nas ma'av atoma. Mitami adam. V'chol adrachim alavi mikra b'loshan ha-mishna. Midras hazav. Okay, you got it so far? There are five different examples of how the Zav has the power to make an object into an Av HaTuma. Under normal circumstances,
five are
if the Zav is sitting, if the Zav is standing, if the Zav is lying down, if the Zav is suspended upwards due to the weight.
Nishan,
that's Nishan, the piece of wood. Seesaw, and he goes up, and the Zav goes up.
Okay.
The Mishkav goes down, and the Zav goes up.
Okay,
and the last one is he's leaning on it. He's leaning his weight. He's not sitting, he's not standing, but he's leaning on the bima. Okay, the bima. Not like this bima, which is about, you're just leaning on something. So by leaning on a mishkav, so therefore it becomes a shtender, a very good shtender. So the shtender becomes an avatama. Good? Those are the five derachim. So now, that's what's called midras. And that's what's called B'chol Racham Lalu Mikram B'loshna Mishnah Midra Sazov. Are you with the program? Are you with the program?
Yes.
Right. The Hamishkav Shenitma B'Midra Sazov Chayim Imazov.
Is this something new?
Now we knew Halachanai Anayzach. Anayzach the Hamishkav Shenitma B'Midra Sazov Chayim Imazov Omar Yoshev Shochav Anitlo Edition of Love Mitame Yes Odom B'Shivet Rachem. Once the Mishkav is Tameh, now it will in turn contaminate something else in seven ways. 5-7. Okay, this is called 5-7. Like in baseball, there's a 3-2, 3-2-1,
3-2 pitch.
There's all these different type of numbers. So in Mishnayos you have all these numbers also. This is called a 5-7. 5-7. Got it?
No.
5-7 is that the Mishkav can become Tamei in five ways, and once it has become, once we establish that the Mishkav is contaminated because of one of five things have been done to the Mishkav, now it will in turn contaminate something else in seven ways. It receives this object called the Mishkav or the Mishkav, it receives Tuma in five different ways.
Okay, so we said already it makes something contaminated, right?
It becomes.
We're saying
a zav makes something in five different ways.
Now it receives.
Now it broadcasts its tumma to something else in seven ways. The object becomes radioactive in five ways.
After it becomes and touched then, by the zav.
After that become touched. Touching is not going to make it into an avatama.
After Moshe, Vimishkav, and leaning on it.
No, either standing, sitting, leaning, being lifted up, or what I leave out. Standing, sitting, lying down. Nitla, is this going up, or?
Or leaning. Oh, no. Okay, tissue, give me. Instead of using it.
I use that from this.
Sleeve.
What?
How many times did you sleeve? Yeah, no tissues over here. Already.
But there are tissues over here.
So after it becomes tummy, right?
Right. What's more important? The floor is more important or the person? Better.
Person?
Better.
Person? No, that one. Two.
If you have eight, you use eight or eight of them.
Stay alive.
Eight, you're dying.
Shmoyna. Still coming back. all on tape.
Let's go.
Anyway, so we learned there's five ways in which.
Five ways what?
Five ways an object becomes tame zov.
Right. And then after it becomes, once we have established, it can now broadcast. It can now give off. It radiates.
No.
It gives off.
Okay.
It gives
it
off.
Broadcast. It doesn't broadcast.
It has
the wrong word.
It has the ability to has the potential
to
contaminate something else in seven ways.
Right.
What are the seven ways? The five seven.
This is a keli, right? We're talking about a keli.
We're talking about a chair or a bed.
Right.
We're talking
about. Keli.
Not an ordinary
chair
keli.
And a bed is a keli.
It's also called a keli.
That also becomes if it's sitting on the bed. That keli becomes tummy.
It becomes, but this, if the zov sits down upon this, nothing happens. It doesn't become tummy.
Why not?
Because it's not meant for sitting or standing. A mishkav, a moshav of a zov is only as an object, which is meant. Its purpose is to be a support for a human being.
But now that this
now
but
this
now
has,
this thing can make that. This table.
Yeah.
This table,
now, once,
or the stand.
Once an object which is meant. I don't know what stand is called a mishkav moshav. I'm not so sure.
You just got stand. It's something that you lean
you
on.
No, but you have to lean upon something which is meant to lie down upon. It's something that's meant
no,
to sit down upon.
No, the last thing is a leaner.
No, you lean, but you have to lean on the mishkav or the moshav. If you lean on a stand or a stand, I don't think the stand is called a mishkav or moshav. You don't sit on the stander. You don't lie down on the stander. You use the stander as whatever, as support, whatever you use it for. You just put your book there. You don't sit down or lie down. Only a chair or a bed is something which you use to sit down and lie down upon. So it says over here.
Oh my God! Look at all these black pieces in here that I'm just swallowing away.
So it says now that once we have mitame es ha'adam b'shiva drachem mitame regarding that. So now once already this has been established, become an avatoma, it will in turn contaminate a human being in seven ways. Now the radiation, the tumah of the mishkav of the moshav is so potent. Not only does the person become tame, even his clothing become tame. To contaminate even the person's clothing. Not only does the person become tame, they become a rishon l'tuma, his clothing also. Under normal circumstances, let's say have a mace, a dead body with a tag on the toe. Right? So let's say there's a dead body and a person that's an avyavos. A person touches a dead body, he becomes an avatuma. If a person now were to go and touch someone else, or someone else were to touch a person's avatuma, only he becomes a rishon, but his clothing would have to become a sheni. Clothing do not become a sheni. No such thing. Clothing can only become a rishon. There's no such thing as clothing becoming a sheni. If clothing touches a rishon, nothing happens to the clothing. So if a person touches an avatoma, if I touch a person who's a tummy mace, so I become a rishon, but my clothing remain tahar. Got it?
No.
No?
No, I wasn't listening.
Okay, it's a very important principle. Let's say you have a dead body. Dead body is what? Aviyavos, no. A dead body is aviyavos. It's the zayden. Aviyavos.
No, go ahead.
Okay, now, so if a person touches a dead body, what does he become?
Avatoma.
Now, let's say the avatoma touches another person. Touch. What does that person become?
Rishon.
Arishan. Now that other person that became Arishan, what is the status of his clothing? Are they a sheni? If a person's Arishan, no. So halacha's clothing do not become a sheni. There is no such thing as an object.
So what does it become?
It becomes nothing.
Zero.
It remains tahar. Tahar. Why? Because the clothing is not in coming in contact with the tumah. The tumah touched the flesh, the human being. The person became a rishon. Now the person is in turn really touching the clothing. So the clothing remained tar. Because the person cannot be metame utensils. A rishon does not have the power to contaminate utensils. A rishon can contaminate food. But a rishon cannot contaminate utensils.
Clothing.
Adam became them. Also, and Adam also. The Rishon, when you touch another person, then what happens?
Zero.
Because a Rishon is weak. A Rishon, when you have all of the Shas where a Rishon can contaminate, it only can contaminate food. a Rishon cannot contaminate Adam the Kalim. So now, here we have an exception to the rule. If the person is a Mishkav Moshav. Mishkav Moshav is what? A Mishkav Moshav is an Avatoma. Is an Avatoma. If a person now touches this Avatoma, not only does he become a Rishon, his clothing become a Rishon as well. The clothing that he is wearing when he touches this Rishon becomes a Rishon as well. That's a unique chumrah that only applies to a Zav, into a Mishkav Moshav, and a Nida also, maybe also a Nida, I'm not so sure.
The Mishkav
of a Zav is so potent when someone touches it. Also to the clothing that he's wearing at the
which
same
is Kalim.
Right. Only clothing. Now, I don't know if it applies to other things.
How about this?
What about that?
That's a Kalim. Right?
That's a utensil. So if that touches an Avatomo, for sure.
It touches the Mishkav of the Zav.
Then for sure, because the Mishkav is an Avatomo. And if a utensil touches an Avatomo,
but clothing is also a Kalim.
Right, but that the clothing becomes Tumi when clothing touched directly the Mishkav. But here the clothing did not touch the Mishkav directly.
What do you mean? Then?
The clothing was touching me, the person, and the person touched the Mishkav. A person took his finger. Here's a Mishkav. Make believe this is the Mishkav, right? This is the Mishkav.
So what's the Kiddush by Zav?
Because by a Tamei Mace, it would not happen. Let's say this
by
object...
By Tamei Mace, the clothes would become tar.
Remain tar. Let's say this would be
but
a person.
But over here, now it is. Even,
yes.
So it has nothing to do with Mishkav and Moshav.
It does, because it's a Mishkav and Moshav of a Zav. Yes. So the Tumma of the Mishkav and Moshav of a Zav is so powerful.
It's like I'm sitting on?
The Zav went away already from the clothing. No, you're not listening. Take a step back, okay? Make believe this object is a human being who touched a dead body. What status does this does this have then? Make believe this thing over here. Now let's say I come along where I am and I touch it. Who touched it? My finger touched it. Did my clothing touch it? When I come along and I touch an avatoma, did my clothing touch it? Or my
touched
finger?
It like this.
No, not like that. My finger touched it. Yeah. My finger touched it. So what, my finger touched it.
That's
what touched it? The flesh. Yeah. So I become what?
Rishon.
My clothing?
Nothing.
Because in order for my clothing have to be touching me.
Correct.
And it's already secondary. Mm-hmm. Clothing do not become tamei from a Rishon. Clothing only become tamei from an avatoma.
Correct.
But let's say this object is not a person, a human being who came in contact with the dead. This object is a Mishkav Umayshav Shel Zav.
Yeah.
A Zav did to this object one of five things.
It.
He sat on it, he stood on it, he lied upon it, or he was uplifted, he was nitla on a seesaw, or he leaned upon it. So this object became now an avatoma. And I now come along and I touch the object, my finger touches the object, my clothing did not touch the object.
Right.
My finger touched the object. So
become.
Not only do I become a Rishon L'Tumah, my clothing become a Rishon L'Tumah as well.
Correct.
Got it?
I got that about 10 minutes ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
you did. No,
you didn't. Yeah,
you did. Don't give me Bubba, my sister. My clothing can become tamei in seven ways. I become tamei because I stand on it. I'm oymed im adam tahar oymed tahar oymed al mishkav am tamei or yoyshev or shaychev.
What does that mean?
It means if I stand on this. Or I sit down upon it, or I lie down upon it.
So it's makabel the same way.
Exactly. In who Yeshua Shech will have nidla, or I'm uplifted. This is on a seesaw, and this goes down. I go up. A nidla, Yeshua who nidla alav. Going to Mishka bekaf maznayim. The Mishka is on a seesaw. The atar bekaf shnil in the second on the other side of the seesaw. The yorda hakav shabaham mishkav, and the seesaw that goes down. The nidla hatar, and I go up. And then that's number four. Yeshua shall have all of a sudden overseas changing, new singing, new song. Pufakarit. Yeshua shall have a shayor do hakav shvahatar. Some say pufakarit is that the person who goes down and this goes up. In other words, you have two different opinions. When it says nitla, nitla means are you going up or are you going down? You have an object which is tummy. Is a tummy. So we learned until now is a tummy object is going down, and you're going up. So now it's like maybe the other way around. You're going down. It's going whatever the case. I'm going to see. So it's going to be very, very abstract abstractions. Morale. It's all about abstractions.
All these other, the same five ways.
Or I touch, or I carry. Now we have now two more cases. It's a 5-7. 5-7 combo here. What's the two more cases? I touch it. I don't do nothing. I don't have to sit on it. I don't have to lie. I don't have to stand. I don't have to lean. I have to go on a seesaw. Who wants to go on a seesaw? Who wants to go get dizzy going on a seesaw? Who wants to go on a seesaw? You just go and you touch it. You touch it or you carry it. Got it? You're not paying attention. You think that's something.
Listen.
Your mind is occupied with other machshavas. The mago masa, the noga hatar.
This is all the same thing. Mago masa we had also before, right?
No, we didn't have Agamas. We did not have Agamas. No? We did not. It said here 5-7. The only way a Mishkav and a Moshe becomes Tamek is only five ways.
What's seven?
Seven is the additional tool is to give over to Tamek. Once the Mishkav and the Moshe has been established to be an object which is Tamek, and now the question is how does it share its Tamek? Share. You have to give. You give money and you give Tamek. You spread the Tamek. Spread the wealth. Right?
You're not really into it today. You're like making jokes left and right.
I'm making jokes. Life's not a joke. Not my life.
You're not your regular depressed. You're in a better mood than usual.
No, I'm not. You're in a better mood than usual.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. Believe me.
It's the same thing. Same situation. Different day.
Nothing changed.
Okay. You got the piece of paper for me, buddy? Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I'm just dump it in the hole.
I'm gonna go live soon. I'm gonna stream.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it soon.
Yeah?
Everything we love, we'll stream live.
Anyway,
the whole world can hear
it
live.
So now it's just on this thing.
No, now it's going to be live also.
Now it's going to be live and nobody's going to look.
People could be tuned in all over the world.
You might have to be the audience.
It might
work. He does with Kevin.
He doesn't have a lot.
Three people showing up.
He doesn't have a lot.
Does it stream?
No, not streaming. No, it's not.
Only on the tape. Mago Masa. So that's the extra two.
The Mago Masa. And Noga HaTar B'Mishkav is over here. The Yesh Mefarshim Lehepach Sheyorda Akaf Ashaba HaTar V'Nid LaHamoshav V'Nid LaHamoshav V'Nid Allah or V'Nishan Oy in Nishan HaTar Al HaMishkav. He leans. Okay. Or Mago HaMasa In Noga HaTar B'Mishkav Hazav Oy Shem Nasa The whole hadrachim alalu nitma hatar. All these examples in mahatar. Why nitma hatar? Behu mitame begodim vekelim. Now, not only is he tame, mitame begodim vekelim. Shnei gebuchem. Ba'oide oime al yeshiv oshoche v'nitla oinishan ala mishkav azav. Ba'oide nege b'mishkav oin noisel chutz me'adam chutz me'adam v'klicheres she'ein oim mitame oisam. What does that mean? What does this mean over here? What is that last line over here? In all these examples, in Noga Hatar, it is in Noga Hatar, the Mishkav Azov, Oshimioi She Nasa, he carried it. The whole Hadracham Alolo Nitma Hatar, Vahumitame, and when he becomes Tame, Kumitame, he also contaminates at the same moment the clothing, Begadim, the Kalim, Shenegea Bohem, the Oidoi Oimid, while he's sitting upon it, he's lying upon it, Nidla or Nisha, Ala Mishkav Azov. Chutz, now what is this? Chutz me adam uklicheres, except for a person uklicheres, she'enoi mitame oisam. If he's touching another person, that's what it means. If while a person was tohar, if I'm touching this and touching you, I'm touching this, I'm not going to be like an electric current. I'm going to touch the Mishkav of Moshav, so not only do I become Tamei, my clothing become Tamei. Right?
Okay.
But if I, at the same time, I also touch another person, hands across America.
No.
he does not become tummy.
Why not?
That far it doesn't go. The potency of the Mishka of Moshe Shalzov only goes so far to contaminate the clothing of the person who's touching it. But if the person is touching another person, we don't say, listen, the same way
The only way the person gets tummy is if he sits on it. On a Moshe.
No.
We'll pass
the five ways. We'll up to the seven ways. This object has been established to be a Mishka of a Moshe Shalzov.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the first part of the Mishnah. The way this became a Mishka of Moshe Shalzov was five ways. There are two points.
Go ahead.
Now that it's established, it's tummy. Now, how can we
transmit
the tumah of this object and bring it to me?
Correct.
So you can do seven things. I can sit on it.
Yeah.
I can stand there. I can lean upon it. I can lie down upon it. I can go on a seesaw and I can lean upon it. Yeah. Or I can touch it or I can carry it. I put it on my shoulders and I walk. If I do one of those, things, I become tummy. Not only do I become tummy, the clothing that I'm in becomes tummy.
Right. But you
Your last question: If why is my clothing become? Why is what's the lumpness of why my clothing becomes tummy? Because when I'm touching it, my clothing is touching me. That's the lumpness. While I'm touching this, since the clothing is touching me, so the clothing becomes the clothing. And not only is the clothing.
But we had before what the clothing didn't. What was the case that the clothing didn't?
We never had the case. We were a case.
We never before. We said,
discussed. This is the case of the clothing. This is the case. Don't confuse me with the facts. This.
Okay, fine.
Now, and not only that, I touch this, let's say I'm touching this. I'm touching your glasses.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm touching this. I'm touching this, or this, I'm touching this.
Yeah.
So guess what? This becomes also tummy. This becomes a Rishon.
Okay.
Why? How can it become
a
Rishon?
Not a person.
Why is it a Rishon?
But not a person.
Oh, but if I was just a person,
no.
Or a Klicheres,
no.
Or a utensil, no. So this is potent to contaminate not just me, anything that is connected to me also becomes a Rishon. This is an avatoma.
No.
And I touch this, I become a Rishon. And anything that's connected to me becomes a Rishon.
Right.
But there's a limit to that rule. Whatever is connected becomes a Rishon, but if I'm touching a person or touching a Klicharis, does not become.
Right.
That's where it stops. That's where the buck stops. There's a limit to the Mishnah.
That's it.
The Spiel is geendigt.
You're a spiel. The whole spiel. You're a spiel.
So life is a spiel. It's a life of make-believe. It's a life of fantasy.
That's it.
Fantasy, make-believe. It's a life where we entertain the Yetzer Sahara and we pay homage, tributes, and taxes to the Yetzer Sahara. That's what it's all about. So it's Chaz the Mishnah. It's Chaz the Mishnah. Yeah, we are Zof.
Yeah.
The Helik is Zof. The Zav can bring tumah upon this object in five ways, five seven kambo. For what purpose? That this object will have such potency of tumah.
It's not that object. It's talking about
Mishka Moshav, right? So make believe this is a Mishka of Moshav.
Oh, that's different. That was an object.
Make believe that this is a Mishka of Moshav. So a Zav can bring Tumah to a Mishka of Moshav. Ad Kedekach, in five ways, Ad Kedekach, such a potent Tumah that this, the Mishka of the Moshav in turn, can contaminate something else, even something that it's not directly touching. Latame Odom. Latame begadim, that the person becomes tame and the clothing upon what he's wearing, even though the clothing did not make the right contact.
This is already a synopsis
of the whole Mishnah.
Right.
Okay? Seif Maisel Machshava Tchila. Okay? So, Azam Tame Yasa Mishka Vachamish Rachim, Ad Kidrei Kach, that it has potency to contaminate
the
person.
Also the begadim. Also the begadim.
His clothing. And what are the five ways that the Mishka of the Moshe receives the Kabul Tama? Oymeid, if you stand, now once already is received, now we go to stage two when it's transmitted.
Tam
yes Adam, in order to contaminate his clothing, b'shivadrochem, l'tamim begadim, seven ways, ad kidei kach, it will contaminate the person who touches it, the clothing of the person. What are the seven ways? Oymeid, yoyishiv, shaychev, nidla, v'nishan, and what are the last two ways? B'mago v'masa. Bimago Vimasa.
Right.
Touching and carrying.
Two more.
Okay. So we learned the Mishnah. We learned the whole Mishnah. We finished Perek Beis. We finished
these last couple of missions over here.
Very hard. Okay, so tomorrow, if you wake me up on time, wake me up at 6. If you wake me up every day at 6:15,
forget it.
I'm telling you, within a week, I'll be up automatically. The problem is, you decide what you want to do. One day you wake up.
Oh crap! I woke you up
today,
yesterday. You didn't even have
6:35
today.
You
had your phone off.
6:35 today.
You didn't have your alarm. Make sure your alarm's on, and your what do you call it? Your phone's on. Okay, it could be baloney. You could have been here yesterday on time, and then it takes you half an hour or 40 minutes to get dressed.
If you would wake me up every single day, I would be very quick because that would be a routine.
So
you want to take vacation? You want to take vacation? I can help you.